Well, well, well. Engine Room to Bombardier. This is Backtrack. Aerosmith Revisited. I don't know, John. I think my intros are getting worse. I try to pick a different Steven Tyler quote every once in a while. I grabbed that one from one of the newer tracks, and I don't know. Maybe I should just stick with Good Morning Glory, Hallelujah to You. Let's ask John Mariano, my co-host. John Mariano, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you, Corey?
You sound depressed, John. What the hell is up?
I was just trying to come in flatter than you came in. How'd that work out for you?
I wasn't flat. I was vivacious, you son of a bitch.
You criticized yourself on the way in. It was kind of sad.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking I need a new Steven Tyler quote for like every time we do a recording session. And I don't know. Do you have a favorite out of the ones I've covered so far?
I mean, not really. I like when Steven Tyler just speaks gibberish and is like, like and just says a bunch of nonsense at the end of a song usually.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite Steven Tyler quotes. So if you could do that on the way in, I think the audience would appreciate that too.
Oh man, I'm going to need a lot more alcohol to try and pull that off. I don't think I can do it, but you can, John Mariano from Long Island, New York. How's it going?
It's terrific. It's we're doing this on a balmy May evening. So I don't know how balmy it is actually. I think it's a little chilly here in New York right now, but we're doing it on the eve of May the 4th, which is a celebrated Star Wars holiday.
I guess it's kind of a manufactured Star Wars holiday, but
it's the Hallmark holidays for nerds.
Exactly. Yeah, you know who likes the Star Wars is our sponsor, Ken Knapsack and Pop Rock and Radio. Ken Knapsack's Pop Rock and Radio, the big hits. Album cuts and B-sides from the rock and pop world that make up the soundtracks of our lives. Look for live shows and make requests. Sing, dance, and celebrate the music with the Pop Rockin' Radio community.
I dropped a couple of requests. I requested actually a Van Halen song last week.
What'd you request?
Dance the Night Away.
One of my all-time favorites. Great song.
Yeah, it's just like if you got a party going on, it's fun. I know you do the Van Halen show with Mark.
I may not at this point. We're recording so far in the future. Mark and I could have had a falling out at this point. In real life, last week's song was How Many Say I from Van Halen 3, and it fractured us. The song was so bad.
Can I ask you just a personal question for a minute?
Absolutely.
Why do we say in real life? Like, what other type of life is there?
See, I don't consider my podcasting life my real life. I'm different here than I am. I'm actually likable in the outside world.
I hate to break this to you, Cor, but all parts of your life are real.
Aren't they, though? I feel like I'm in the Matrix half the time. And not even a good Matrix, like the Matrix 4 Matrix.
We just got a little philosophical for the folks tonight.
Because Aerosmith is a philosophical band. They don't sing about fucking and drinking and smoking and having fun. That's pretty much all they do.
They're not the rock and roll band at all, apparently.
There you have it. So in case you haven't noticed, John and I do an Aerosmith podcast. And if you're joining us, 23 episodes in, here's how it works. We're breaking down every Aerosmith song, and we're going to try and compile the ultimate Aerosmith mixtape. There's 18 songs on the mixtape. They're all full. So as we listen to new songs, we have to make the decision if we're going to punt something or if the song we just listened to is going to go by the wayside. John, we're in probably June or July as people are listening to this. How's it coming on that graphic so people can see what's on the mixtape?
Yeah, I like to do what I like to call empty promises, Core. Mm-hmm. So like you wanted me to do the podcast and I'm like, yeah, sure. And on top of it, you're like, yeah, and we should have some graphics too, because you know, I got the graphics. So I overpromised on that. I've delivered half of what I promised, which is par for the course for me.
So I should be happy with the 50% you're currently delivering. Is that what you're saying?
You should understand that you want me to wear 15 pieces of flair, and that's what I'm going to show up wearing. And you might expect me to wear 20 or 30 pieces of flair, but you should make that the bare minimum.
And do you think you're going to go anywhere, John, with the bare minimum?
I mean, my goal isn't really to go anywhere. I'm kind of happy here at Tchotchkes.
Well, there you have it. All right, so no graphic, folks. You're just going to have to guess what's on the fucking mixtape. I can tell you, but there's too many songs. We'll recap them at the end when we decide if the new song is going on or not. But how we decide what song we're going to cover is we have a die. It's one of those fancy Dungeons & Dragons type die. We've got six sides on it, and there's six tracks currently on the die. John, do you know what those six songs are? I do.
I do, but I also know that a regular die has six sides too.
Does it? Wow, that's amazing. But we're not using a regular die. We're using one of those fancy Dungeons and Dragons die. You're really kind of a jerk today. I like Saucy John.
I'm warning you, Corey. This week's been a day.
This week has been a day. We got a lot of dog songs on the die, if you remember correctly. Currently, Sick as a Dog, Walking the Dog, The Reason a Dog, all on the die, along with Coney Island Whitefish Boy, of course, Moving Out, and Major Barbara. So, starving for a hit. I know we just did Sweet Emotion not that long ago, but I'm looking at that die and I'm like, starving for a hit.
It's fine. If you're listening to this podcast, you want to get into these deep cuts. And if we don't get into these deep cuts now, and we have to get into these deep cuts later, it's going to be more long in the tooth for us.
And I got to tell you, there's three songs on here I really like, and one I don't remember at all. So what do you say, John? Should we give it a roll and see what we come up with?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a song you don't remember at all, because I have a feeling that's better than you think it is.
It might be. It might be. All right, let's give her a roll, and we are going to come up with The Reason a Dog from Done with Mirrors. John, this was your pick off the die, an absolute classic from Done with Mirrors. Tell us all about it.
I picked this song because I was looking for a song for us to listen to that I did not recognize very well, at least by name. And I know I've listened to it before, but I've listened to all these songs. And we're going to listen to it. I'm like, oh, that song. But I have no idea, in all honesty, what we're going to listen to. This was me pulling a song out of a hat and picking a name.
And what a name it was. The Reason a Dog from Done with Mirrors, which was the eighth studio album by Aerosmith, released November 4th, 1985. This is the album where Joe Perry and Brad Whitford returned after the one album hiatus. This was intended to be their comeback, their first record on Geffen Records. They signed a big deal with Geffen, and it was going to reinvigorate their career. It got positive reviews, but it didn't sell. Produced by Ted Templeman, who Van Halen fans will know, a longtime producer for Van Halen. He's done a ton of classic albums. There's only two singles released off this album, Let the Music Do the Talking, which we've already covered, and Sheila, which we have not. This song was not a single. I don't really remember this song at all. There's only quite a few cuts on this album that I know. Let the Music Do the Talking, obviously, was the big single, and it's a song I absolutely love. My Fist Your Face is a great one. But, geez, we did Shame on You, which is already off the mixtape as of right now. It didn't last very long. So tonight we're doing The Reason a Dog, which was a track four, the last track on side A for all you vinyl lovers, written by Steven Tyler and Tom Hamilton. What do you say, John? Is there anything else you want to say about this dog song before we give it a spin?
I'm just a little sad that we've broken up the dog band.
Yeah, we finally broke the dog cherry, if you will. Here we go. This is The Reason a Dog from 1985's Done with Mirrors. Keep knocking, but you can't come in. The way you love at your door. You always come, never know where you've been. But now I'm here, baby, to even the score. All right, we're at the hop. It sounds good. Like, the production on the track I thought was really great.
Well, I mean, more so than even the production, the band sounds great. Mm-hmm. and Steven sounds incredible. Like, it's good Steven Tyler kicking off the song, right?
Yep.
And it's got a little bluesiness, but not too slow and not too sad, but it's got kind of that drippy guitar going on, and I'm digging what we're dealing with.
Yeah, like you said, not too slow, not too sad. It's kind of that shade, maybe above like a ZZ Top, where they kind of take their blues groove, maybe just one step lower. These guys are one step up tempo a little bit. So yeah, so far so good. You're up, you're down, you're always running in place. Try to learn if you feel. You're always begging me for a taste, but ain't up to snuff. If you sneeze. I just love the yak, yak, yak. Lord, you give me to bed and stuff. That's a great line.
It's look for one of the lesser known tracks. This is one. This is a track that is going to make a run at this mixtape right now, because this is the sound that you're looking for with Aerosmith.
Yep, absolutely. And you got great lyrics like, "You're always begging me for a taste, but you ain't up to snuff if you sneeze." That's a classic Steven Tyler lyric. So, and any song that has yak, 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 I'm in. He's already got me at this point. Your head's in jail, my poor apple. All right, so there's the title. I love this. Like the reason a dog has so many friends, he wags his tail instead of his tongue.
I mean, it's weird because the typical Aerosmith, the typical Steven Tyler would have him wagging his tongue and doing the innuendo there. So it's weird to see him not leaning into the innuendo, but it definitely works with the tone and feeling of the song.
And you know, we talked about Steven Tyler lyrics, and we talked about songs like Jailbait. The next verse is going to be cause to pause. Let's give it a listen. Your older sister, she's not like you. She likes to grab my microphone. Now there ain't too much she won't do, especially when we're all alone. All right, I'm going to assume that the older sister in question is in her early 20s, at least, hopefully. But your older sister, she's a lot like you. She likes to grab my microphone. Now, there ain't too much she won't do, especially when we're all alone.
Yeah, I think we've really addressed the age issues going on with the band. But it's good to kind of keep it front of mind with where they were at the time of writing the song too. Mm-hmm. Lyrically though, I did what they're saying. I've fallen for sisters before. I've fallen for sisters of age, and I've fallen for sisters recently. So I mean, it's an ageless song. Let's put it that way.
You fall out with sisters recently. You don't know I have a sister, right? You haven't met my sister, is what I'm getting at. You better not be referring to.
I know now, Corey.
Oh, for fuck's sake! I shouldn't have said anything. But yeah, at least he said your older sister. So we're making progress. We got some synthesizer in there, don't we, John?
Yeah, we have some synthesizer in there. It's weird. It's a very Aerosmith song, but I feel like where we just got to in the song is probably some of the least Aerosmith we've heard from the band.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because, like you said, the synth's thrown in there, and I'm really enjoying and digging the song, and really recommend the song for the mixtape. And then we get that synth in there. I'm like, it's a little weird.
I agree totally. It is a little weird. So not even like a guitar solo. It's just the little synth break with Steven doing some ooh, ooh, oohs over top. Man, yeah, give me some Joe Perry over that, man.
I'm hoping we get some Joe Perry on the way out, but I have thoughts I'm gonna save some of them for the end, because I don't want to spoil the ending of this thing.
Thank you. I always love it when Steven does his own harmony. It always sounds great on record. Obviously, that's not a thing you can replicate live, but always appreciated when I hear it on record.
Yeah, but it is a little weird to hear the band not really harmonizing with him there.
Band's not doing much anything.
No. It feels as close to... We've called Steven out, so I guess we have to call the band out. Mm-hmm. This feels as much like the band phoning it in, especially in the latter parts. It's not strong, mm-hmm. but towards the latter parts of the song, I'm not impressed with what we're hearing playing on the outro.
There's no guitars. Like, do you hear any guitars in the last maybe 45 seconds of this song?
If they're there, they're really low and being drowned out by Steven and the synth.
Yeah. The synth is awful. You hear Joey, obviously. Even bass, I'm not getting a ton of, but I'm not hearing any guitar at all. A little bit there. All right, that's The Reason a Dog from Done with Mirrors. John Mariano, what'd you think?
That's as close to a Steven Tyler solo song that we're gonna hear, I think, as we work through this whole catalog.
Not a lot of band in there. Guitars, when they were there, were very low in the mix. We didn't get a guitar solo of any kind. We didn't get any kind of guitar layering with Brad Whitford and Joe Perry that has made Aerosmith famous. We got some good Joey Kramer stuff. And Steven sounded good. Pretty forgettable song, though, I think. Like I said, I was with it for the first half. And then once the synth kicked in, they totally lost me, and they didn't get me back.
It's, I don't know. I said I wasn't going to spoil it during the song, but this is, I think, our first circumstance where there might be a better song on the mixtape. I don't have the effort in me to pick something just to knock it off, knowing this song ain't gonna last.
I'm looking at the list, and I'll run through the mixtape for the folks. Currently it's Lord of the Thighs, Shut Up and Dance, Let the Music Do the Talking from this album, No More, No More, Falling in Love is Hard on the Knees, Nobody's Fault, The Other Side, You Gotta Move, Rats in the Cellar, Permanent Vacation, Janie's Got a Gun, Walk on Water, Seasons of Wither, Chip Away the Stone, Just Push Play, Helter Skelter, Sweet Emotion, and The Movie. I'll start, John. I don't see a song on there I would substitute with The Reason a Dog. So I'm going to say The Reason a Dog, out of here. What do you think?
I'm saying even if there was a tie goes to the runner, Even if there's a song that slightly edges it out, it's not worth my breath to debate because it ain't lasting.
That's very true. Yep. Steven Tyler would say,
a lot of tears, kind of hard for me, but I'll get over it.
You know, we'll get over it. They can't all be winners, right? We had a pretty good run of songs going out of the mixtape here. So this one did make it. But now, John, you have an opportunity to... put a song on the mixtape. And you can redeem everything on this show by picking just the absolute best song possible. And I know you got it in you.
Well, I'm not going to pick the best song possible.
Oh, good.
Well, it's still way too early to be shooting our wad like that. Like, it's right. Just too early for it. But I think we both agree we're at a point where we need to get some interest back into the show. We got to get some. So my question to you, Corey, is if I'm looking at the catalog, and I am, because you can see that I'm kind of cheating right now.
Right.
Should I go earlier or later? What are you feeling this list is missing right now?
You know what? I'm going to say later, just because the five songs on there are all earlier.
Okay, so you want to see something from the Geffen era?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that ups the ante a little bit. So I am going to go with a song that it's associated with the Geffen era, but it's later in the Geffen era.
Okay.
So it's not going to be one of the biggest hits of that time, but it's going to be familiar enough where we're actually going to cover a familiar song that got radio play.
Thanks.
And I'm going with Pink.
Pink, it was Love at First Sight. I love it. Great choice, John. Fantastic. So yeah, another track off of Nine Lives.
It feels like a good time to start going to Nine Lives a little bit more. It avoids the biggest hits off of Get a Grip, Pump, and Permanent Vacation, and gets us into something in the more modern era of Aerosmith to discuss. And something on the die that is wildly familiar to the fans.
Well, I know fans like that listen, fans of Aerosmith listen to our show, like Michael Green, Charles Johnson. I don't think they're real fans of this album, but I'm hoping they revisit it with us because, yeah, there are some songs on there that are tough listens. This is not one of them. I really enjoy Pink, and I'm already hoping that's what we spin next week. That's a fantastic selection.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was tough because I was really in there going, I almost went with one of the big hits. I had a couple of the more obscure ones that I was considering for going deeper in the catalog. Mm-hmm. But you said go with newer. We're rolling with Pink.
Well, and that's a good one because right now we have like five older songs. Major Barber goes way, way back. Moving Out is from the first album. That's the first song Joe Perry and Steven Tyler ever wrote together. Walking the Dog is a great old classic standard. So a lot of old stuff on there. So Pink was nice and refreshing. I may have to go something a little newer too if one of mine gets drawn next week. But John, the six songs currently on there, Major Barbara, Bone on Bone, Moving Out, Walking the Dog, Sick as a Dog, and Pink. What are you kind of hoping for next week?
I want to get these dog songs out of the way. Like I'm sticking with that. Like as much as I just put Pink on there, I'd like Pink to hang around for a couple of weeks, tempting the fans, and let's clean up the die a little bit.
There you have it, John. Anything that you would like to promote before we get on out of here?
I mean, I am going. It's May, like I said, Corey. Like,
yep.
I'm dropping the whole guys today, and I have nothing to promote for the summer, other than I'm hoping that I enjoyed a couple of vacations by now. I hope I survived California because I'm going to California now and 3 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. By the time this airs, I'll probably have been back from California for 2 months. So I just hope everyone's enjoying the summer right now. Go out, hit the pool, relax, chill out, get some refreshing beverages and sit poolside.
And pop on a podcast, listen to some Aerosmith with us. And like you said, John, hopefully you survive California. I know you and our good buddy Jeff Saunders have a lot of wild things planned. If you're not in jail by the end of that trip, I'm going to be shocked.
We're going to sleep together on that trip.
I know Jeff's really looking forward to that.
Not as much as I am.
All right. Very quickly, I host another show, co-host another podcast called And the Podcast Will Rock. All things Van Halen. We've had some great guests. Eric Senich from the Van Halen News Desk. Michael Anthony just recorded our new intro. That is very, very cool. You can catch us wherever you get your podcast from. Listen to Mark Kammeyer and myself on there. And if you're so inclined, come back next week. We got some good tracks, and we're eventually going to come up with the ultimate Aerosmith mixtape. I got to tell you right now, it's in decent shape, considering that we're only, 23, 24 episodes into this thing. We're in good shape, but we're not quite there yet, John. And I know you're scowling right now because you probably got about a handful of songs that you wish were on there that currently aren't.
I feel like right now we're at the point of the podcast where I know we're holding back a little bit. I know we have some bullets to put into the barrel and we're holding off on them because, you know, it's a marathon. It's not the sprint.
Mm-hmm. Life's a journey, not the destination, in the immortal words of Steven Tyler. So on behalf of my co-host, John Mariano, my name is Corey Morissette. And as always, we will give the final word to Mr. Steven Tyler.